Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Jacob Soboroff delivers an alarming and profound examination of the United States' immigration policy and its devastating effects on families in separated, inside an American tragedy. The book delves deeply into the heart-wrenching stories that emerge from the U.S. government's decision to separate children from their parents at the southern border. Soboroff, an award-winning journalist, uses his on-the-ground reporting to illuminate the human cost of this policy, offering a first-hand account of what he witnessed inside the detention facilities and the lasting impact on affected families. By combining personal narratives with political analysis, Soboroff presents a comprehensive overview of a critical moment in American history, making a compelling case for empathy and change in immigration policies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, background of family separation policy. The book opens with a detailed examination of the origins and implementation of the family separation policy under the Trump administration. Soboroff traces the policy back to its roots, exploring how and why it was enacted as a supposed deterrent to illegal immigration. He delves into the bureaucratic and political mechanisms that allowed such a controversial policy to come into effect, highlighting the roles of key figures and decisions that paved the way for widespread separations. By setting the stage with a clear explanation of the policy's background, readers gain a comprehensive understanding of its implications, both intended and unintended, on the national and individual level. Secondly, life inside detention centers. Soboroff offers an in-depth look at the conditions inside the detention centers where children and their parents were held, drawing on his personal experiences and observations from visits to these facilities. The descriptions of overcrowded rooms, insufficient care, and the emotional and physical toll on detainees paint a vivid picture of the human rights violations occurring under the guise of enforcement. Soboroff's accounts challenge readers to confront the reality of these conditions, fostering a deeper awareness of the humanitarian crisis that unfolded behind closed doors. Thirdly, impact on families. Central to Soboroff's narrative are the stories of the families who were torn apart by the separation policy. Through interviews and firsthand accounts, he conveys the profound emotional, psychological, and logistical challenges these families faced in the aftermath of their separations. This section of the book details the anguish of parents and children who were kept in the dark about each other's whereabouts and well-being, complicating their eventual reunification and exacerbating the trauma experienced by detainees. The personal stories underscore the policy's cruel and long-lasting effects on its victims. Fourthly, media's role and public outcry. Soboroff scrutinizes the role of the media in bringing the issue of family separation to the forefront of public consciousness. He discusses how the coverage helped galvanize a widespread outcry against the policy, leading to protests, legal challenges, and ultimately, a push for change. This segment of the book highlights the power of journalism and public engagement in holding those in power accountable and catalyzing social justice movements. It serves as a reminder of the importance of transparency and advocacy in addressing human rights abuses. Lastly, policy reversal and ongoing challenges. The narrative concludes with an exploration of the efforts to end family separations and the ensuing challenges of reuniting divided families. Soboroff covers the legal battles, policy reversals, and governmental shortcomings in adequately addressing the consequences of the separations. Despite the official end to the policy, he highlights the lingering effects on affected families and the broader immigration system. The discussion sheds light on the complexities of immigration policy and the need for compassionate, comprehensive reforms to prevent future tragedies. In conclusion, Jacob Soboroff's Separated: Inside an American Tragedy is a critical read for anyone looking to understand the moral and ethical implications of the U.S. immigration policy, specifically the family separation policy. By providing a blend of factual analysis and emotional depth, Soboroff not only informs but also moves his readers. This book is particularly relevant for policymakers, activists, and citizens alike who are concerned with human rights, social justice, and the ethical treatment of immigrants. It serves as a reminder of the power of individual and collective action in challenging unjust policies and advocating for change. Ultimately, Separated offers valuable insights into the importance of empathy and humanity in shaping immigration policies, making it a significant contribution to the ongoing conversation about human rights and social justice in America. If you would like to support Jacob Soboroff, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.